This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Abam, welcome everyone. Agotiyar, Agabench Tiyar, Agmar Chassima Taiva. Let us continue in Masechta Yevamos. So the Gemara quoted the opinion of Rav Yoshiah. Because we have two Mishnayos in Yevamos. We have the Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph and the Mishnah on Yud Ches Amud Beis. Yud Zayin Amud Aleph talks about the birth of Levi before Shimon does Yibam. Basically, Noilad V'Achakach Yibim. The Mishnah on Yud Ches Amud Beis talks about Yibim V'Achakach Noilad. So, in the second Mishnah, we find that Reb Shimon holds that Yibim V'Achakach Noilad is not a Shesachav Shalai Hoya Bailamai. The question is, does he argue about Noilad V'Achakach Yibim? And Reb Yoshiah is of the opinion, Cholak Hoya Reb Shimon Af Barishayna. The Reb Shimon argues in the first Mishnah as well. Why is Reb Shimon's opinion not found in the first Mishnah? Because Reb Shimon was kind enough to let the Rabbanon finish speaking, and only then did he argue. But he would argue even Barishayna, because otherwise the first Mishnah is not necessary. Because once the second Mishnah says that the Rabbanon say, Yibim v'achakach noilad is a problem of Eshu Sachav Shalai Ba'ilamai, certainly they would say, Noilad v'achakach Yibim, if he was born before Shimon did Yibam, that's a problem of Eshu Sachav Shalai Ba'ilamai. So the first Mishnah is not needed for the Chachamim. Once I have the second Mishnah that they say it's Eshu Sachav Shalai Ba'ilamai, certainly in the case where the Levi was born before Yibam, that would be Eshazach Shalai Hai Balame. So what's the first Mishnah taught for? The first Mishnah must be taught to teach me that Reb Shimon would argue even in that case, that Reb Shimon would hold that even if Levi was born and then Shimon did Yibam, that is not Eshazach Shalai Balame. And the Gemara questioned that. Why would that be? Here Levi comes into the world and he cannot do Yibam to this woman, he finds her be'isr. Why would Reb Shimon hold that noilad v'achakach yibim would not be isha sachav shalai ba'ilamai? So basically, the Gemara said it's because Reb Shimon holds zika kiknus adamya, the fact that this woman was zakuk to Shimon, and then Shimon would later do yibum, that would make it that she was already married to Shimon by the time Levi came into the world. And the Gemara challenges that. Let's read the challenge again. Maskefla Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asks, Hashta zika umamar mesavka leil Reb Shimon ikiknus adamya ilav kiknus adamya. Now that both zika and maimer together, Reb Shimon is mesupik, whether it renders you knusa, zika l'chudami bai, would it be a shaila whether zika alone makes you kiknusa? Meaning Reb Shimon has a tzad, even Zika and Maimer is not Kiknusa. So how could you say Reb Shimon holds Zika is Kiknusa? Maihi, where do we see that Reb Shimon holds Zika and Maimer may not be Kiknusa? The Tanan we learned in a Mishnah. This Mishnah appears earlier on Yud Beis Amud Aleph and Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Shloisha Achen. Three brothers, Nesun Shalish Nashim Nachrias. They're married to three women who are not related. Umeis Echamahem, Reuven dies. Vasava Sheni Maimer, and Shimon does Maimer, Umeis, and then Shimon dies. Hare Elu Choltzois Vole Mesiabmais. So, Levi does Chalitza and not Yibam to both of these women. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Umeis Echad Mehem. And one man dies. Then Yivama Yavay Aleha. From which we darshan Misha Leha Zikas Yavamechad. Only someone who has upon her the bond of one Yavam. The Loisha Leha Zikash Neivamen. But not someone who has a bond upon her of two Yavamen. And in this case, this woman was married to Reuven. And then Reuven died and Shimon did Maimer. So she has on her the Zika of Reuven. She has on her a little bit of the Zika of Shimon. And now she falls to Levi, and we have Xeris HaKasav that a woman who has the Zika of two men on her, that woman is exempt from Yibam. And therefore, both her and the Tzara are pater from Yibam and Chalitza. But Reb Shimon Oimer, Miyabim Le'eza Mehen Sheyirtza. You could do Yibam to any woman you want. either this woman who was once married to Reuven and subsequently Shimon ben Maimer, or Shimon's other wife. V'choylitz l'shnia, and you do chalitza to the second one. Because Reb Shimon holds, not that Maimer creates a quasi-kinyan, either it works or it doesn't work. If it works, so she is the Yivama of Shimon, and then you could do Yibum to one and Pat to the other. And if it doesn't work, then she's the Yivama of Reuven, and you do Yibum to one and you do Chalitza to the other. Yivumi Tarvayola, you can't do Yibum to both the Duma Yesh Zika, because maybe Yesh Zika Vahavishne Yivamos Habois Nibayasachan, and it's two Yivamos that come from one house. Yivume chad of iftar idach to do yivum to one and pat to the other, loy, not. Why? De dilma ein zika keknusa. Maybe zika's not keknusa. Vahavalu shte yivamais habois mishne batim. And now, this woman was not bound at all and not married at all to Shimon. So she belongs completely to Reuven. And the two women, one was Eishas Reuven and the other is Eishas Shimon. And therefore you do yivum to one, and the other one is would still be chayev. So we can't do yivum to one and pat to the other. So what do we see from here? Alma misafgale. We see that Reb Shimon is mesupik whether Zika and Maimer is koina. So how could you say Reb Shimon holds that the reason why Noilad V'yachar kach yibeim is not a problem of eishasachar shalai b'ilamai because of the Zika, but Reb Shimon is mesupik whether Zika is koina, is even mesupik whether Zika and Maimer is koina. So says the Gemara, no. Maybe I'll tell you, really, Reb Shimon holds Zika is koina. And in that case, you should be able to do yibum to one and pat to the other one. V'chi teiman, if you're going to say midar raisa, chenami demi yam achadam iftar achadam midar raisa, you could do yibum to one and pat to the other. And why the rabbanon say not? Midrabbanon hu da asur, and the rabbis forbid it, gezeira misham, shema yoimu it's gezeira, because maybe what people will say, beiz yivamais habois mishnei batim, two yivamais that come from two different houses, chadam miyabma, you do yibum to one, v'idach miftara b'v'loi klum, and the other one just goes scot-free. Maybe really Reb Shimon holds yesh zika. And technically you should be able to do yibum to one and pat to the other. But it looks like this woman was married to Reuven and not Shimon, and she fell from Reuven. So because it gives the appearance that these two women come from two separate batim, namely, Eishas Shimon comes from Shimon, and the Eishas Reuven, really technically Eishas Reuven is now Eishas Shimon, because the Zika to Shimon rendered her a Knusa. But it looks like she's Eishas Reuven, so maybe I'll tell you really Zika is Kechnusa. Yesh Zika! So why can't you do Yibim to one and Pati the other? It doesn't look good, because it looks like one woman came from Reuven and one woman came from Shimon. Says the Gemara, no, that's not the reasoning of Reb Shimon, that really yesh zika, but because of the appearance, you do yibum to one and you do chalitza to the other. V'hatayimad Reb Shimon, misham maimer v'lav maimeru. The reason of Reb Shimon is because he's mesupik whether maimer is koin or not. The Tanya, because we learned in our braisa, Amar lahem Rabbi Shimon l'chachamim. Reb Shimon said to the chachamim, Ima amorai shal sheni maimer. If the maimer of Shimon is a maimer Eisha Shenihu, she is the wife of Shimon. Eisha Shenihu Bayal. If the maimer of the second guy is a maimer, then he is living with the wife of the second one. V'mamor Eisha Shenihu Maimer Eisha Rishonu Bayal. So don't say really old Zika is Kaina, and the reason why you can't do yibum and pat to the other is because of the way it looks. Because Reb Shimon explicitly explicated his opinion that's based on whether it's a suffix, whether maimer is koina. So therefore, it has to be that Reb Shimon is mesupik whether zika is kechnus or not. So how could Reb Oshia say pshat in Reb Shimon? is that the reason why Noilad B'yachar Kach Yibeim is not Eishes Sachar Shobei Lama is because it's Zika is Kechnusa, but we know Reb Shimon is Mesupik whether Zika is Kechnusa. So how could you say that Noilad of Sof Yibeim is not Eishes Sachar Shobei Lama, but Reb Shimon is Mesupik about Zika? So Omar Le Abaye, Abaye said, wait a second, maybe really Reb Shimon is Mesupik whether Zika is Kechnusa by two Yevamin. What does this mean? Omar Le Abaye V'loi Shani Lach Bein Zikas Yavim Echel Zika Shnei Yevamin. You don't differentiate between the Zika of one Yavim and the Zika of two Yevamin? Dilma ki amar Reb Shimon Zika kechnusa damya. The Yavam Echa, maybe Reb Shimon only said Zika is kechnusa by one Yavam. For example, the Mishnah, where there are two brothers, and Reuven died, and she's Zakuk to Shimon. So therefore, since Shimon's the only brother on the scene, therefore Zika is kechnusa. But in the case of three brothers, and Reuven dies, and Shimon does Maimar, in that case she was Zakuk to two brothers. So maybe there we say, Ein Zika. Maybe Reb Shimon is positive Yesh Zika by one Yavam, and he is Mesupik whether Yesh Zika by two Yavamin. Avel B'Shnei Yavamin, Loi. So Abai says, maybe Reb Oshia is correct. We know Reb Shimon is Mesupik about whether Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. Maybe that's only by one Yavam. When she falls to one Yavam, that bond is strong enough to render her Kechnusa, but when she is sent to two Yavamin, and now her Zika is sort of diffused to two Yavamin, maybe Ein Zika. Says the Gemara, Umi Shani Leila Reb Shimon? Does Reb Shimon differentiate between one Yavam and two Yavamin? Because Reb Shimon seemed to articulate Yesh Zika me Reb Shimon permits Noilad Ulevesoif Yibeim. And we're saying that that's based on what? That's based on Yesh Zika, that Reb Shimon says Noilad Ulevesoif Yibeim is Mutter because of Yesh Zika. Does Reb Shimon say that if there's only one brother that Noilad Ulvasoif Yibeim is Mutter Vatanya Klal Amar Reb Shimon Kosha Haleda Koidemes Lanasuin? If the birth of Levi precedes the marriage of Shimon, Loi Chaylatzes Loi Mesia Bemes, then you don't do Chalitza or Yibam because it's Eishes Sachar Shaloi Habay Lamai. Nesuim kaidim laleda, but if Shimon marries and then Levi's born, ay chaylatzes ay misyabemes. My love biyavam echad. Isn't this talking about all cases? That if the leda precedes the nesuin, you can't do chalitz or yibam because of eishes achashav by lamai. L'chayra that's talking even by one yavam. Ukatani lay chaylatzes lay misyabemes. So don't say Reb Shimon holds yesh zika by one yavam because in this brisa, it seems like Reb Shimon says Noilad of a Soif Yibeim is always Aser. Says more, no, Loi B'Shnei Yavamin. Maybe Reb Shimon there in the Brisa is talking about two Yavamin, but one Yavam, maybe Noilad of a Soif Yibeim is Mutter. Says Gemara, Avol B'Yavam Echad, Mai, by one Yavam, what are you going to say? Hachenami, Oy Chaylatzas, Oy Misyabemes. Are you going to say there also you could do Chalitza or Yibam? Ihachi, if so, Adatani Nesuin Koidmin Laleda. Why does the Brisa differentiate? If you're going to say by one Yavam, then Taka, she's Mutares, and it's not Eishes Sachar Shobei Lamai. If so, why did Reb Shimon say that if Shimon married before Levi was born, he could have stuck to the same case of Noilad V'Achakach Yibeim, and differentiated that sometimes Noilad v'achakach Yibeim, you could do Yibam or Chalitza if there's one Yavam, leflag v'lesne bedida. He should have differentiated within the case he's talking about that sometimes that sometimes noilad ve'achar kach yibem is mutter by one yavam b'medvam b'shnei yavamin avu yavam echad ay chaylatzas ay misyabemes as a gemara kula b'shnei yavamin kamayri. The whole conversation is talking about two yavamin. And therefore, by two yivamin, the only time it's mutter is yibem v'achar kach noilad. But in a chenami, if you want to talk about a case of one yavam would be mutter, even by noilad v'achar kach yibem. Says the Gemara, ve'ela mai klala. If we're talking about one yavam, ve'ela mai klala, so what's the klal, since by one yavam, even if Levi is born before Shimon marries, it's mutter. How could it say any time the lady is before Nesu'in, lo yichalas es lo yimisyabemes? Right? It says klal amar Rav Shimon, kol shah lida koydem es Nesu'in, lo yichalas es lo yimisyabemes. That's not true. That's not a klal. Not every time the birth is before Shimon marries her, you can't do chalitza or yibam. It's not a general rule. It's not under all circumstances. There are times that where the lady is koydem le Nesu'in, it is chaylatzis misyabemes if there's one yavam. Va'oid, furthermore, masiv Rav Oishia asked, now here's the thing, who's Rav Oishia asking on? He's asking on Rav Oishia. That's why, if you look in the Masar Sashas, this shita that Rav Shimon argues, even in the first case, that he holds it's not even by Noilad v'achar yibem, that wasn't Rav Oishia. We have to change it to Rebbe Oishia. And Rav Oishia and Rebbe Oishia are two different people. You hear that? It's like, it's an interesting thing. So you could have two people, they could have the same name. One guy's Rav, one guy's Rebbe, and they're two different people. So sometimes the title makes you a different person. Anyway, Void must have... What?
Is the difference between the Tana and the Amora?
Usually Rebbe is a Tana and Rav is an Amora. I don't know if that's the case over here. Oh, look at the bottom, Toysus on Yates Amin Aleph, yeah? Toysus says, Kan Muchach Moichiach Keper Shabbein Otam De Rebbe Yoshia Lav Hanu Rav Yoshia that he... Dahi de perk hadar be ervin de kusavra hasim Rav Oishia de in breira perk basabeya isle Rav Oishia breira. This proves like Rabbeinu Tam that Rabbi Oishia is not Rav Oishia because anyway Rabbeinu Tam said they were different because they're not consistent in their view regarding breira. I believe you're correct that Rav is usually an Amora and Rebbe is a Tana. Although in this case, would a Tana be cited in the Gemara explaining a Mishnah? No, I wouldn't think so. So, maybe there were Amoraim called Rebbe also. For example,
the Arshul says that it's... that they're both Amoraim and Rabbi Yoshia was from Eretz Yisrael. So we have Tzmicha, and that's why it's called Rabbi.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Who does he call?
Doesn't
call
anyone.
Okay, so it's Art Scroll, Das Atzmai Shal Art Scroll. How could you argue on that? But I was just thinking, there are Amoraim called Rebbe, let's say Rebbe Yochanan. But that could be because he was in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Weiter. V'oid Mosiv Rav Oishia. Gimel Achen, you have three brothers. Shnayim Mehen, Nesu'in Shtei Achayos. two of them are married to two sisters. Oy Isha Ubita, or a woman and her daughter. Oy Isha Basbita, or a woman and her granddaughter. Oy Isha Basbana, or a woman and her son's daughter. So you have three brothers. Two of them are married to either two sisters, Pashabshad, either two sisters, or mother and daughter, or mother and granddaughter. So now the two brothers die. And now these two, either sisters or mother, daughter, mother, granddaughter, fall to the third brother. You could do chalitza, not yibam. Why can't you do yibam? Says Rashi, if these brothers that were married to the relatives die and they fall before the third guy, he could do chalitza, but he can't do yibam, because since they're both zakuk to him, so he's going to be doing yibam to, let's say, achos zakukasai, or aim zakukasai, or the granddaughter of zakukasai. Rav Shimon Poiter. Rav Shimon paters both of them, and as we're going to see, ultimately the Gemara is going to say that when two relatives fall to you, even from two different houses, they're both pater. But right now the Gemara is not really clear why Rav Shimon says they're pater. Says Gemara, V'isak edaitich kasaba Rav Shimon zika kechnusa. If you would think that Rav Shimon holds zika is like a knusa, damya, liyabim lekamai. So why don't you say the first woman who fell to this third brother, so she was zakuk to him, and that's like she's married to him, and then do yibum to her, and then pater the other. Meaning, Rav Shimon seems not to hold Zika's kechnusa. Because if Zika was kechnusa, let him be miyabim the first, and pater the other. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, the one that falls first, even if you didn't get a chance to do yibum until the sister fell, who cares? Why don't we say the original Zika is kechnusa, and that should pater the other one, that the other woman is the sister of Achisisha, and do yibum to the first? Because it's like you already were miyabim her from before if Zika is kechnusa. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Amram, Rav Amram said, my poiter, what does it mean that Rav Shimon paters? Again, the question is, if Yesh Zika, do Yibam to the first and pater the other. So what does that show? The Chara, the Gemara, is trying to prove Ein Zika. And since Ein Zika, it sounds like if we hold Yesh Zika, so the first one that fell was married to me, and that should push off the other one. But if Ein Zika, then it sounds like you're not allowed to marry either. Why does Ein Zika explain the Shita of Rav Shimon that they're both pater? Anyone have something to say about that? In other words, the Gemara is a kasha, if Yesh Zika, do Yibam to the first one. Ah, it must be Ein Zika. How does Ein Zika explain why Rav Shimon exempts both of them? Okay, look, if you guys don't know, I don't either. Well, how does Ein Zika explain the Shita of Rav Shimon? Ultimately, the Gemara is going to offer a different Shan Rav Shimon. Let's see. Amar Rav Amram. Rav Amram says, my poiter. What does Rav Shimon mean, their pater? Nami poiter b'shniya. It means the second one is pater. That's exactly what poiter means. The second one is pater because Yesh Zika. It says Rav Shimon paters both of them. So that implies they're both pater. Why? If Yesh Zika, do Yibam to the first and exempt the other one. Amar Rava, Shnia Shebezug Zeh, Vahashnia Shebezug Zeh. What it means is the second one of both parties, of both pairs. Right now, Rava is learning that Reuven was married to a woman, Rachel, and Shimon was married to Leah, two sisters. Reuven was also married to a mother, Yocheved, and Shimon was married to the daughter, Miriam. So it happens that the Reuven and Shimon were married to two sets of relatives. So when we say they're both pater, it means, let's say if Reuven dies first, both of the women, Rachel and Yocheved, are zakuk to him. So he does Yibum to one, and that paters both women from Shimon. One because of Achais Zakukasai and the or Achais Isha, and the other is Tzara Sarva. But the Gemara asks on that, if that's what Rav Shimon is talking about, that he paters the second one of both, in other words, Shimon, Reuven and Shimon married to, when it says in the Mishnah, in the Brice of the Rav Oshia quoted, Shtei Achoyos, or Isha Bita, Isha Bas Bita, Shneem refers to the second woman of both pairs. In other words, these are not either they're married to two sisters, or a woman and her daughter, or it's they're married to both. So the question, then Rava made a mistake, the Gemara says, because there should be four wives here. Meaning Reuven and Shimon should be married to Shtei Achayos, and Yisho Bita, and Yisho Bas Bita, and Yisho Bas Bina. So Katoy Rava Bar Bozogi. Rava made a mistake about the four pairs. First of all, it says or. So Reuven and Shimon are not married both to two sisters and to a mother and daughter and to a granddaughter. Void Reb Shimon Poiter Ba'arbatami Ba'ilei. And furthermore, why then are you reading it that Reb Shimon Pater is the second one? He should Pater four. Meaning Reuven is married to one of the sisters and the mother and the grandmother and the grandmother. And then Reuven dies first, and he does Yivam to one of those four women, and then all the four women who are married to Shimon are Pater. So why are we focusing on Reb Shimon Pater's two of them? It should say Reb Shimon Pater's four of them. Va'oid, and furthermore, the reasoning of Reb Shimon, again, the question is, if Reb Shimon held, we're asking if Reb Shimon held Yesh Zika, so do Yibam to the first one. So the Gemara says, V'oi Tanya, Reb Shimon poter b'shteya mina chalitza u'mina Yibam. We learned explicitly that Reb Shimon paters both of them from chalitza and Yibam. Both of them means both sisters. And the reason he gave is Shenemra v'isha el achoiso loisikach litzrar. A woman and her sister should not take to combine. B'shash shenasu tzaris zu lazu. When they become tzaris, one to the other, lo yehe lecha likuchin afilo ba'achas mehen. You should not even be able to take one of them. And they're both pater. But the bottom line is, now the question is, if Yesh Zika, then why don't we say, do Yibam to the first one, and exempt the second one? So we have Akasha. If Yesh Zika, do Yibam to the first woman, and Pater, the second woman. Because the first woman, let's say the first sister, is Zakuk to the Yavam. It's almost like she's married to the Yavam. Let him consummate the marriage and push off the other one. So says the Gemara, Ela Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, Ida nafal bezach arzeh. If they fell one after another, Hachanami. Really, I'll tell you, Yesh Zika, and you should marry the first one. Hacha b'may eskin ad nafal bevasachas. What are we talking about here? Where they fell simultaneously. And when they fall simultaneously, you can't say, okay, the first one is zakuk to me, and then I'll do yibum to her. Reb Shimon Sarvala Reb Yosi Haglili. Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yosi Haglili. The Amar Evsher Litzamtzeim. Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yosi Haglili that it is possible to confine two events to one split second. What's the machlokes whether Evsher Litzamtzeim or not? The Rashi quotes in Bechoris Daf Yud Zayin, you have a ram, a female Rachel, that gave birth to two male rams, and both heads come out at the same time. So Rabbi Yossi says you give both to the Kayin because Efshel Tzamtzim. And the Chachamim say, no, it's impossible. They're both Bechayrim. Yev Sherlet Samtzim. You can't say they came out simultaneously. But one of them came out first, and Pater is the other. Now, we don't know which one came out first. So what do you do? So both of them are Suffolk Bechar. You give one to the Kayin, and the other one, you let it graze until it develops the moon. So here also, Reb Shimon holds Efshel Tzamtzim. The two brothers could have died at the same time. And neither one is first. And they're both Pater, and he darshans it from Litzrar. So Marv Rabbi said, this is the Sugya Rabbosha. Rabbosha is of the opinion that Reb Shimon disagrees even in the first Mishnah. Even when it's Noilad V'achar Kach Yibam, Reb Shimon, according to Rabbosha, holds it's not Eshesach of Shalai Hayo Ba'ilamai. Because even though the third brother was born, Levi was born before Shimon did Yibam, but since this person, this woman was Zakuk to Shimon, it's like Shimon already married her, Zika Kachnusa. Comes Rav Papa, and Rav Papa disagrees. Rav Papa Amar, no. Rav Shimon only argues on the Mishnah on Yilches Amid Beis, Yibam V'Yachar Kach Noilad. Rav Papa Amar, Yibam V'Yachar Kach Noilad, Palag Rav Shimon. But B'Noilad V'Yachar Kach Yibam, if Levi was born, and then Shimon did Yibam, Loi Palak. Rav Shimon does not argue. He would say that is Eisha Sachav Shoy Ba'ilamai. And why do I need two Mishnayas then? The whole reason I needed the first Mishnah is to tell me Rav Shimon argues even in the first Mishnah of Noilad V'Yachar Kach Yibam. But if Rav Shimon agrees that that's Eisha Sachav Shoy Ba'ilamai, why do I need the first Mishnah? Just say the second Mishnah. The second Mishnah is teaching me a Chiddush in the Rabbanon. That even there, when it's Noilad V'Yachar Kach Yibam, Yibam V'Yachar Kach Noilad, the Rabbanan still say it's Eishes Sachas Shavloi Ba'ilamai, and Rav Shimon disagrees. Says the Gemara of a Tarvayu L'Rabbanan Yitzchak. The second Mishnah, both Mishnahs are only needed for the Rabbanan. Why do I need the first Mishnah? I don't. V'loizu avzu katani. Not only in the first case where Levi was born and then Shimon did Yibam, do we say it's Eishes Sachas Shavloi Ba'ilamai, but even if Shimon did Yibam and then Levi was born, the Chachamim would still say it's Eishes Achav Shalai Hayu Ba'ilamai. Tanya Kevaseh de Rav Papa. We learned in a Braisa in accordance with Rav Papa. V'tiyuf de Rav Boshia. Shnei Achim Ba'ilam Echad. You have two brothers in one world. Humeis Echad Mehem, and one of them dies. B'loi Vlad. One of them dies without a child. Va'amar Hasheni Azalasis Ma'amar B'Yivimtai, and the second one gets up to do Ma'amar to the Yivam of Lehispaglasis Ba'Ma'amar. He didn't get a chance Ad Shanod Lo'ach until a brother was born. Umeis, and then Shimon dies. So it's Noilad, and Shimon doesn't even do Yibam. Harishayna Yotzim Mishimeis Lachashol Ba'Lomai. The first one goes out because of Eishes Achas Shalai Ba'ilamai, Vashnia Oichay Letzis Oimisya Bemes. Asa Ba Maimer, if Shimon did Maimer, V'Yachar Kach Noel Ach, and then the baby was born, Oish Noel Ach, or if a brother was born, V'Achar Kach Asa Ba Maimer. Umeis, Harishayna Yatsa, Mishameis Achas Shalai Ba'ilamai, Yishnia Chay Letzis Oimisya Bemes. We will delve into this more, Bezus Hashem, tomorrow, or the next time we learn, but we're going to hold it here for now. Now,
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.